In folklore, a revenant is an animated corpse that is believed to have been revived from the dead to haunt the living. The word revenant is derived from the old French word meaning returning. Revenants are part of the legend of various cultures, including old Irish Celtic and Norse mythology, and stories of supposed revenant visitations were documented by English historians in the Middle Ages. The term revenant has been used interchangeably with ghost by folklorists, while some maintain that vampires derive from Eastern European folklore and revenants derive from Western European folklore, many assert that revenant is a generic term for the undead. Augustin Calmet conducted extensive research on the topic in his works, in which he relates the rumours of men at the time. Calmet compares the ideas of the Greek and Egyptian ancients and notes an old belief that magic could not only cause death, but also evoke the souls of the deceased as well. Calmet ascribed revenants to sorcerers who sucked the blood of victims and compares instances of revenants mentioned in the 12th century in England and Denmark as similar to those of Hungary, but in no history do we read anything so unusual or pronounced as what is related to us of the vampires of Poland, Hungary and Moravia. Revenants appear in Nordic literature, mythology and folklore and can be known as drowers. Stories involving these creatures often involve direct confrontations, including slayings as part of a hero's land cleansing. Those in burial mounds resist intruders and sometimes are immune to conventional weapons, which renders their destruction a dangerous affair only to be undertaken by heroes. To ensure thorough destruction, the creature's head is often removed, sometimes placed by the corpse buttocks, or sometimes the corpse is burnt instead. In the folklore and ghost stories of Eastern Scandinavia, Finnish dead child beings are described as revenants animated by restless spirits that could be laid to rest by performing baptism or other religious rites. Belief in souls returning from the dead was common in the 12th century, and Historia by William of Newburgh briefly recounts the stories he had heard about the revenants, as do works by his contemporary Walter Map. William wrote that stories of supposed revenants were a warning to posterity, and so common that, were I to write down all the instances of this kind which I have ascertained to have befallen in our times, the undertaking would be beyond measure laborious and troublesome. According to William, it would not be easy to believe that the corpses of the dead should sally from their graves and should wander about to terror or destruction of the living, and again return to the tomb, which of its own accord spontaneously opened to receive them. Did not frequent examples occurring in our own times suffice to establish this fact, to the truth of which there is abundant testimony? One story involves a man of evil conduct, absconding from justice, who fled from York and made the ill-fated choice to get married. Becoming jealous of his wife, he hid in the rafters of his bedroom and caught her in the act of infidelity with a local young man, but then accidentally fell to the floor, mortally wounding himself, and died a few days later. As Newburgh describes, a Christian burial indeed he received, though unworthy of it, but it did not much benefit him. For issuing by the handiwork of Satan from his grave at night time and pursued by a pack of dogs with horrible barkings, he wandered through the courts and around the houses while all the men made fast their doors and did not dare go abroad on any errand whatever from the beginning of the night until the sunrise, for fear of meeting and being beaten black and blue by this vagrant monster. A number of townspeople were killed by the monster, and so, thereupon snatching up a spade of but indifferent sharpness of edges and hastening to the cemetery, they began to dig. And while they were thinking that they would have to dig to a greater depth, they suddenly, before much of the earth had been removed, laid bare the corpse, swollen to an enormous corpulence, with its countenance beyond measure turgid and suffused with blood, while the napkin in which it had been wrapped appeared nearly torn to pieces. The young men, however, spurred on by their wrath, feared not, and inflicted a wound upon the senseless carcass, out of which incontinently flowed such a stream of blood that it might have been taken for a leech filled with the blood of many persons. Then, dragging it beyond the village, they speedily constructed a funeral pile, and upon one of them saying that this pestilential body would not burn unless its heart were torn out, the other laid open its side by repeated blows of the blunted spade, and thrusting in his hand, dragged out the accursed heart, this being torn piecemeal, and the body now consigned to the flames. In another story, Newberg tells of a woman whose husband died recently. The husband revives from the dead and comes to visit her at night in her bedchambers, and he not only terrified her on waking, but nearly crushed her by the insupportable weight of his body. This happens for 3 nights, and the revenant then repeats these nocturnal visits with other nearby families and neighbours, and thus becomes like a serious nuisance, eventually extending his walks in the broad daylight around the village. Eventually, the problem was solved by the Bishop of Lincoln, who wrote a letter of absolution, upon which the man's tomb was opened, wherein it was seen his body was still there. The letter was placed on his chest, and the tomb was sealed. The English Abbot of Burton tells the story of 2 runaway peasants from about 1090 who died suddenly of unknown causes and were buried, but the very same day in which they were interred, they appeared at evening while the sun was still up, carrying on their shoulders the wooden coffins in which they had been buried. The whole following night, they walked through the paths and fields of the village, now in the shape of men carrying wooden coffins on their shoulders, now in the likeness of bears or dogs or other animals. They spoke to the other peasants, banging on the walls of their houses and shouting, "Move, quickly move, get going, come." The villagers became sick and started dying, but eventually the bodies of the revenants were exhumed, their heads cut off and their hearts removed, which ended the spread of sickness. The chronicler Walter Mapp, a Welshman writing during the 12th century, tells of a wicked man in Hereford who revived from the dead and wandered the streets of his village at night, calling out the names of those who would die in sickness within 3 days. The response by Bishop Gilbert was to dig up the body and cut off the head with a spade and sprinkle it with holy water and reinter it.
If you like that, then listen to our main show every Wednesday on all good podcast providers. It's Alive Alive, the really, really fake true crime horror podcast. All the guts and gore, none of the guilt. See you on Wednesdays.